Michelle Franzen. In Florida, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who's facing a possible recall vote at Palm Beach, holding a joint briefing with GOP presidential candidate and former President Donald Trump, both calling for stricter border reform. Johnson also criticized laws, he says, that allows people to register to vote when they get a driver's license, saying the House will introduce a new bill to ensure what he calls election integrity.
The House Republicans are introducing a bill that will require proof of citizenship to vote.
Earlier, House lawmakers passed to renew a key portion of a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That measure now heads to the Senate to approve. The U.S. moving additional military assets and troops to the Middle East, with Iran threatening to attack Israel in response to airstrikes on Iran's consulate in Syria. In Haiti, a transitional council has been established to choose Haiti's next prime minister, the country gripped by criminal gangs and violence. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is in jail in Milwaukee in connection with a severed leg found in a park in Cudahy Tuesday. Authorities are calling him a person of interest. The FBI and local and state investigators spent several hours searching the man's home on Thursday. Body parts have been turning up across the Milwaukee area over the past 2 weeks. Wisconsin has 3 years to meet the federal government's higher new standards for PFAS in drinking water. Advocates like Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe say policymakers are taking the PFAS problem seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets soon to consider Governor Evers' request for $125 million for PFAS cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, announced that municipalities across the state received more than $106 million in the second quarterly payments for 2024 for general transportation connecting highway and expressway policing aids. Governor Evers has made fixing Wisconsin's roads a top priority, and the Evers administration has improved 7,424 miles of road and 1,780 bridges since 2019, including over 900 miles of road and over 200 bridges last year alone. Cities receiving general transportation funds included Richland Center receiving $93,466 in general transportation aids to help cover the cost of constructing, maintaining, and operating roads and streets under local jurisdiction, and $15,957 in connecting highway aid, which is a reimbursement to municipalities for maintenance and traffic control of certain state highways within municipalities. With what you need to know, I'm Joanne Krulots.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks take on the Thunder. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and make it 3 wins in a row without Giannis when they take on the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. Milwaukee back on the winning track after beating the Celtics and the Magic. The Brewers' road trip continues this weekend in Baltimore against the Orioles. Milwaukee's Freddie Peralta set to pitch against Tyler Wells. NFL, the Packers' Kenny Clark says he expects to be back to lining up to more over the center or guard as the defense switches to a 4-3 scheme. College football, Luke Fickell back for his second year in Madison, holding spring practice.
We talk about don't be occasionally great, don't be occasionally a tough guy. Can you consistently be really good? Can you consistently have that toughness day in and day out, whether you get a thigh bruise, you get a little bit dinged? It's a tough sport. It's a tough game. And the only way you're going to get better, the only way we're going to truly create this culture and environment to grow is by having guys be the example of that.
That's the Badgers head coach, Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high into the low 70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, high upper 70s. Currently at 62 degrees.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbus, Monday noon to 2. Will Matt Flynn run for Supreme Court? We'll find out. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and
the
sports.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition. A happier, happy hour rolling into it, Dominic. And got to thank our fine producer, Rich, working his ass off today. We did a live listen-in with the vice president in Arizona. She obviously speaking to the recent Supreme Court ruling there that, you know, abortions back to 1864, illegal in pretty much all cases. And the legislature there could have done something about it, and they punted. The Republicans chose to punt the quick repeal of the 1864 law. So the vice president speaking in Arizona, by contrast, Dom.
Yes, contrast, a big contrast.
Rich also had us listening live to the former president, Donald Trump, and Speaker MAGA Mike Johnson, and What a hootenanny that was. Just a spewing forth of the lies. Lots and lots of lies. The topic election integrity and apparently the immigration. We have had a few texters, and Dom, I'd like to acknowledge those listening and playing along at home. Here were a couple of the questions. L.A. Tom, thanks for your call before, Tom. He says, notice the difference when VP Kamala is talking about policy where Trump is all lies. Another texter to the WMDX from the 608 says, shouldn't those last two Supreme Court justices get in trouble for lying under oath? They knew what they were going to do and they lied about it.
Yes. And when they testified before Congress, well, Roe v. Wade. Oh,
decided law.
Yeah. Or not.
We've had a few contrasting text on this topic, Dom. This one seems accurate. Robin from Madison texts in, hey, Devils, I've been a poll worker since before 2008, and you do not need to prove your citizenship to register or vote. You do have to check the box on the registration form that you are a citizen and sign the form that the information is correct. So, voter fraud can be charged as a felony. You could go and commit voter fraud by misrepresenting yourself as a citizen of the nation
But yet you would still have to prove some sort of valid registration method to go get on the voter rolls and then commit a felony all for the sake of a singular vote, more or less. Yeah, that's the plan. That's why the people are marching up in the caravans from Central America so they can commit felonies and vote for Joe Biden.
Because they're all, animals and criminals and terrible people bringing disease, since they're already the worst of the worst, according to Donald Trump. Well, of course, they'd line up in droves to be able to continue to break the law and live their wayward lives, if you believe what the Meg is trying to sell you. Don't.
Well, I believe this hour is for the airing of the grievances and the callers, the text and the calls at 844-967-2789. A friend of ours, he's Wisco Paul. I'd expect you'd already be in a bar drinking some Spotted Cows, but a grievance on your mind, Paulie.
Happy Friday, Paulie.
Happy Friday to you, boys. Yeah, I'll be there in about 30 minutes eating some fish with Mrs. Wisco. That's like a Wisconsin tradition, Friday night fish fry.
Absolutely.
Happy time. I do have a grievance, and I hate to even bring this guy's name up again, but it's Michael Gableman.
And corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, the guy Voss hired to investigate the 2020 election, and I think he spent to the tune of like $20 million of taxpayer money. And
not that much, Paulie, but it was a couple million dollars, and over 100,000 of that went directly to investigator, former Supreme Court Justice, corrupted Michael Gableman. Sorry for interrupting.
Paulie spent the first couple of months in the library trying to figure out what the hell he was doing. Yeah, not a bad job if you can get it.
I stand corrected, $2 million. I'm sorry about that. But now he's supporting the people that are trying to recall Voss. And I think that's Donna Racine. Okay,
I think he's right to do so. They need competent legal representation or whatever Gableman has to offer.
Well, he like says the recall was sabotaged by outsiders from New York and Florida. And here's what gets me is I'm guessing it's going to be more taxpayer money flushed down the toilet by Voss and Gableman. I mean, these guys are not only corrupt, or it's just the whole thing. Devils, this is never going to end, is it? We're going to be litigating this stuff for the next 20 years. Anyway, happy Friday to you, boys.
Thank you.
Happy Friday to you, Wisco. Yeah, man. No one said self-governance is going to be easy, man.
I don't mind the hard work, but I do mind getting a bill for the private representation whenever Speaker Robin Voss is getting his ass sued for failing to release public records, or when Gableman's trying to subpoena and jail a mayor without any sort of authority whatsoever, and he wants him to come down to, a weight loss clinic and give sworn depositions behind closed doors?
There was a weight loss clinic next door. And now, granted, I understand he did send like a pseudonym email that ended up in the junk mail of the people he was trying to quote-unquote subpoena. It's just elections have consequences. You know, the fool around and find out, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to have chaos and asinine jackassery in our government. Then we need to elect serious people of good character. I know. I can't believe I'm even saying that. 844-967-27.
And apparently by numerical landslides, because otherwise it's rigged. It's rigged.
No one loses. Northwoods Terry, you're up. 844-967-2789. Happy Friday, Terry. What do you got?
Trump and his little Johnson were magnificent in their lion charade. Unbelievable. That's all I can say.
It was.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was something.
Unbelievable. One more thing.
Very little.
I was at the...
Go ahead, Terry.
I was just going to say I was at the casino on Wednesday, and I got called out by a guy that I had talked to before, a Trump supporter. And when I got up to him to talk to him, he was next to his wife, and he's said what he had said to his wife just before that. Here's that dumb SOB Biden supporter. So I got roasted Wednesday. I'm used to this ignorance, so. But it's hard.
Now, did he know you personally, Terry, or did he recognize you from calling into the show?
No, he knew me from before. We had a conversation before that, and he knew where I stood on the, you know, Biden and Trump. So no.
How'd you respond, Terry? Well, there's that stupid SOB Trump supporter.
Well, I tried to rattle off stuff that he had achieved, you know, Joe. I tried to, but these people are just oblivious. You get chatter back that doesn't make any sense at all. It's unbelievable.
So, Dom's like that often as well, Terry.
I knew that was coming, Terry. He's teed up for him like that, man. He's going to take a swing. Hey, appreciate you, Terry. Keep standing your ground, man. Talking sense, being real. I get it. You know, it's hard to like, when someone's going after, hey, he's a big da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, just do the name thing. And I get it. I'm a name guy. I don't mind doing that. But if you try to counter that with actual, like, policy and legislation that was passed, even bipartisan investment into this country, you know, you get that the eyes will glaze over because that's not the fun part, man. We want to, it's got to be like reality TV, man. That's what we want for our government. No, that's a very bad idea. So I don't know what the right answer is, Terry, but you know, keep being you, brother. That's always the right answer.
Well, the right answer is right over here. It's with Crudy. I actually can speak to this very topic that Terry so presciently, you know, transitions for me. I wanted to bring this to your attention, Dom, over at the Washington Post, Dana Milbank. This is why Trump supporters will believe absolutely anything. I want to get a little of this into the record, you know, before the man goes on trial on Monday. Donald Trump caused a minor kerfuffle this week when he styled himself a modern-day Nelson Mandela. Specifically, the former president saw a common thread connecting the beloved anti-apartheid icon's 27 years in prison, you know, on his own trial beginning Monday over hush money paid to an adult film actress.
I mean, those things are totally the same.
Mandela's grandson said he's definitely delusional. Well, Milbanks writes, delusional maybe, but also modest. Mandela must not have realized that Trump, in comparing himself to one of the towering figures of the 20th century, was in fact demoting himself, Tom. A couple of weeks earlier, Trump had shared a post on his social media site, you know, likening himself to Jesus. Dom, a humble Trump this week on Truthy Social said it would be a great honor to be the modern Mandela. And he also dismissively said that I don't mind being Nelson Mandela. You know, like, you know, if you could lower yourself to that status. But this honor apparently wasn't great enough. 2 days later, Trump suggested in an interview that he is even greater with the great emancipator Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
Though he had been advised not to say so publicly, but you know, it's hard to contain oneself.
Well, you know, they have the Lincoln, Reagan, Trump dinners now, so I can see how he would be confused.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Don't get confused. Don't accept a poor substitute for the greatest radio show ever. Come on back, air your grievances. I'm not even drinking here. 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates.
News from the center, WRCE.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocate.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all, airing the grievances. Let us know what yours could possibly be. 844-967-2789.
Tom from Milwaukee, again, wants to clarify, because we got this back and forth on the text line, but this all seems like good and valid information. The poll worker that texted in, responding to Tom's experience, forgot to mention that you need to show when you register there your ID, correct? What do you need to prove to the DMV to get an ID or driver's license? Correct, your citizenship or immigration status. So the DMV knows, and clerks verify against the DMV database. By the way, I registered back then at City Hall. They wanted to see the proof of citizenship, says Tom from Milwaukee. I think they could both be true, Tom. I think you are just giving a more comprehensive answer. Thank you for that. If you want the less comprehensive answer, we'll ask Tom. Boom, boom, boom.
No. I got all the answers for you.
It's been a long week. Maybe it's because we spent the extra time in the bar this week, Tom. 844.
Yeah, hours together on the radio.
2789. We did. We had a couple extra hours. It seems like a lot. Dom, back to the Dana Milbank. Why will the Trumpsters believe anything? I'd like to bring a little more of the things he said that they just don't question, Dom. From the body of the piece, Trump explained to his host on a mega outlet, Real America's Voice, Dom, that nobody's done more than I have for black people.
Stop you right there. I mean, yes. Didn't Bob Spindell from the state of Wisconsin on the Wisconsin Election Commission, didn't he do more for black people than anybody? Didn't he say that?
If you mean more voter suppression, he certainly endeavored to. His defense for that was he's done more for black people than any other white Wisconsinite. There was a caveat there, I feel like. Well, there's also a caveat here, Dom.
So many old white guys telling us how much they've done for the black community, more than anybody. Hell, more than perhaps Lincoln.
Well, that's Trump's caveat, Dom. I say nobody's done more since Abraham Lincoln, he elaborated. I actually wanted to go beyond Abraham Lincoln, but some people thought that wasn't a good thing to do. So Dana Milbank points out, hey, if you ain't bragging, it ain't bragging if it's true. To borrow a Lincoln phrase, Trump has the best words, but Lincoln's were pretty good too. It is the altogether fitting and proper for Trump to compare himself with a Civil War era leader. That is, pardon me, this is because, thanks largely to Trump, the rights of American women have been returned to where they were 160 years ago. And Trump accurately boasts, I was able to kill Roe v. Wade, and I was proudly the person responsible. As a result of his achievement, conservatives on Arizona Supreme Court, freed by Roe's demise, resurrected on Tuesday an 1864 law that bans nearly all abortions, even in the cases of rape and incest, from the moment of conception. Trump invited such a Wild West jurisprudence the day before when he said abortion policy should be left up to the states. Now Arizona has restored women's health care to an era when bloodletting and mercury pills were the standard for care, and patients had limbs sawed off without anesthesia. Maybe Trump should stick with the Mandela comparison. After all, these similarities are uncanny. Mandela led the African National Congress. Trump led the white nationalists to attack Congress.
Oh, there we go. Totally similar.
Mandela did 18 years of hard labor at Robben Island. Trump made the hard decisions for 14 seasons on The Apprentice.
You're fired.
Mandela won the Nobel Peace Prize for abolishing apartheid. Trump, you may not know, Dom, but Trump won both the club championship trophy and the senior club championship trophy at the Trump International Golf Club.
Trudy, Mandela built the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to heal South Africa. Trump built Truth Social after he got kicked off of Twitter. But dare we hope that Trump, on his long walk to megalomania, might pause to think about what Mandela actually represented. While Trump, like Stalin, calls the press the enemy of the people, that's you, Crudy, Mandela argued a critical, independent, and investigative press is the lifeblood of any democracy. While Trump fans' racial resentment and cultural paranoia, Mandela taught us this. Quote, it is not our diversity which divides us. It is not our ethnicity or religion or culture that divides us. Since we have achieved our freedom, there can only be one division amongst us, between those who cherish democracy and those who do not. Dana Milbank from the Washington Post continues. In that struggle of our time between democracy and its opponents, Trump is heir not to Mandela, but to his jailers. Just hours after wrapping himself in the mantle of Mandela, Trump revisited his assertion in 2018 that African nations, along with Haiti and El Salvador, were called crap hole countries. At a fundraiser at a hedge fund billionaire's home in Palm Beach, where Trump raised a reported $50 million for his campaign, not verified, the GOP and his legal defense, Trump said that others took his remarks as a very terrible comment. But I felt it was fine. New York Times' Maggie Haberman and Michael Gold reported that at the closed-door event, during which he promised the high rollers more tax cuts, Trump complained about immigrants, quote, coming in from just unbelievable places and countries that are a disaster. He reiterated his desire to welcome immigrants from Denmark, Switzerland, and Norway, rather than places such as Yemen, where they're blowing each other up all over the place. In his interview the next day with Real America's Voice, the modern-day Mandela again raised fears of dangerous, dark-skinned invaders. Without evidence, he informed his host that they came in last night, numerous people from the Congo in Africa. They came in from the Congo. They were in jail in the Congo, and now they're living a beautiful life in the United States. The truly historic nature of Trump's many assertions of his own greatness is that he can portray himself as Mandela or Jesus or Lincoln or Alexei Navalny, which he has done, and a significant portion of his followers will believe it. A post-Shar school poll showed just how deep the pathology runs. As a post-fact checker Glenn Kessler, pollsters Scott Clement and Emily Guskin report, Trump supporters have become substantially more persuaded by disinformation than they were 6 years ago. They are more likely to say today that the 2016 election was marred by millions of fraudulent votes and that Russia did not interfere in the election, both demonstrably untrue. A majority of strong Trump supporters today believe his provably false assertion that Joe Biden won 2020 because of fraud, that the United States funds most of NATO's budget, and that the global temperatures are rising because of natural, not human causes. While 28% of Americans believe Trump's false claims on average, those who list Fox News as the primary source are 13 percentage points more likely to accept the disinformation as true.
Down the guy at Fox News on right now. And here's the crazy thing. While we played you the prior press conference, the former president and the soon-to-be former speaker, Mike Johnson.
maybe.
And it was playing on the Fox News in real time. But the Kamala Harris, we brought you the vice president in Arizona, where they've got that, you know, abortion issue sort of bubbling up. You wouldn't have known it was happening. They had the view with Gutfeld.
Well, the devil's advocates were more fair and balanced than Fox News, apparently.
Each and every day we are. Keep on listening and air your grievances right now. 844-967-2789. You're unbelievable.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald is back from a trip to Israel.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland.